What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this Beautifully Honest reaction. Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. Listen, let's just go ahead and get into this, because when I saw this, I said, we got to go ahead and talk about it. So Essence Weekend, it was going on, and I heard the turnout has not been like it normally is, and that could be for a number of reasons, but this ain't about that. This is about this. And Funky Dineva, YouTube vlogger, content creator, used to be on TGIF on Fox Soul, and left in a very unceremonious way, and also left guns proverbial, not literal, blazing on Claudia Jordan. And when I say it was G-U-N's blazing, it was, because it was. You know, because initially when he left, it was like, oh, all is well, no hard feelings, they wish me the best, I wish them the best. And then he just like flipped out and was blasting the chick, right? And so it was news to a lot of people. A lot of people were like, what in the world is going on? Well, they both were at Essence Weekend. And so he had already expressed his interest in getting the team back together and saying how they made magic and they just, you know, had the right thing at the right time. And because of situations that were beyond his control or whatever, he couldn't control his feelings and his finances, possibly, he decided to, you know, just like lay out the full clip on Claudia. And with all of that being said, yeah, he had a large following and audience prior to coming there, and a lot of the people were watching him over there because he was on there. But I had said this before, I did not like the fact that I felt like he was trying to sabotage the show because he was no longer there. That's not to say that they would have the same number of people watching them as they did when he was there. I get it. And Foxhole, they definitely did mess up on some things. Like I talked about the NDA and the non-compete agreement. For whatever reason, they didn't have him sign something like that, because for the life of me, I can't understand why they would have a show that also was on YouTube, and they knew that this dude was on YouTube. Why wouldn't they have him sign something saying that he agreed not to at least go live during the times they were going live, and also maybe an hour before, an hour after, to not compete with their times? That was a huge mess up on their end. I'm just speaking from, you know, the side of business, because, you know, I've been there, not in that situation, but I'm just saying, as a business owner and an entrepreneur, I'm fully aware of you have to protect what's in the best interest of your business. If someone that you bring onto the team either decides to leave or you have to get rid of them, you have to protect your best personal interests. And sometimes things work out even when you don't have them sign those types of agreements. And sometimes they, you know, don't work out even when you do have them sign those types of agreements, because shoot, it's a federal offense to rob a bank, but people still do it. So sometimes people are still going to do things that they're not supposed to do, or things that they've agreed not to do once they leave. But I digress. He apologized to Claudia, but let's just go ahead and show the clip of him apologizing to Claudia, because I want to know, you know, with him finally apologizing to her and blasting her and sabotaging the TGIF show on Fox Soul, do you think it was genuine? And, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and play the clip for you guys. All right, so you can see my screen. Let's go ahead and get into it.
Clips from TGIF, like, where is the leg popped up? And go on to the next thing, Claudia popped up. And I was like, fuck. Like, we had like, I thought about it. I said, I ain't really got no issue with that lady. Like, I don't. Like, yeah, there are certain things I didn't like, and I'm sure she can say the same thing about me. I was like, but bitch, Claudia was a good motherfucking time. Claudia was a good time. I want to work with you again. We had lightning in the bottle. We just fucking did. The space is there for us. Maybe Iyanla need to come in to sit down with all of us. I don't want no niggas involved. But here is what I'm saying out loud and in color. I want a deal where all of us come in equal pay, equal say so, neutral producers. We will work again if you're open to it.
I just want people around me to work and make money. And I really hate it when a patron left because I just think I always get blamed for everything. And I always loved your personality. I love Sion. And who cares if I didn't get along with someone else? That had nothing to do with me and you. And I think I got a lot of that. And it really hurt my heart too. And like, there's no way in hell that something that was, it's global, you guys.
Yeah, UK people, Africa people.
Yeah. Africans, yeah. South Africans, Europeans. Like, I still to this day get apple about it. So I'm glad you talked. I always wanted to
show. Some professional differences, but it was never that deep to the point where I hate that bitch. Like, I quit before it got this far. I just left.
You
sound
like nothing quitting.
So directly, out of my mouth to your ears, Claudia Jordan is not the direct. Well, I quit over $250. I didn't feel appreciated by Fox. So them hoes wouldn't even give me no goddamn. I said, if you won't give me the $250, can I have some health insurance? And you got on Twitter, was like, well, bitch, get it from SAG. You did? Now, I wanted it from them hoes. But nevertheless, let's build. Fuck it. You're from Tasha K. Post this, bitch. Positive. I want to work with you again.
I do too.
And let's do it again and again and again and again.
Child, please. Well, Tasha K definitely did post it because, as you can see, this is from the Unwind with Tasha K Instagram page. And listen, Claudia, you would be a fool to one, forget, and to fool up with that nigga in the future, working with him and dealing with it for finances, because that's all it's about. That's all it's about. He could care less about Claudia, and I wouldn't believe him. I would not. I'm not saying it's, you know, a far stretch for her to say, you know what, I want to go ahead and forgive you because I want to get it off my chest. You apologize to me, whether I feel like it's genuine or not, because you asked for my forgiveness. But really, it's about money. It's about working together. It's about the bills. It's about money. And like this person said, those bills will humble you every time. I respect the apology, but I wouldn't work with him at all anymore. And I agree. I would never work with him ever again. Ever. I respect this move. If you disrespect someone in public, then apologize in public. And I agree with that as well. But again, I would have respected it more if he said, I want to apologize to you because it just was not that deep. And I hope that you forgive me. And I just want to move on from here. I hope you're doing well and I'm doing what I'm doing. And let's just not have any animosity in the future if we run into each other in public or at events like we are here. You know what? I don't want to ignore you and act like you're not in the room. I don't want you to do the same when it comes to me. I just want to forgive and move forward. But the fact that he jumped right into, I want to work with you again, this is about money, period. Where was the apology before all of this? I would not work with that nigga ever again in life. In life. And here's why, guys. Here's why. All right, so let's just go ahead and do a little rewind.
I'm gonna leave that one in the chat. Cause that one is a semi-automatic weapon that's gonna spray up everybody and everything if I unload that clip. But for the record, my issue is not with Flame. My issue is with Claudia Jordan. Flame, I'm not disgruntled, okay? Let me be very clear with y'all. I'm actually proud of myself. I walked away from a $250,000 a year job. Most people will never see that much money in their lifetime on a job. I walked away from a $250,000 a year job on my own volition because I bet on me. And I can make more by putting that same time into my own shit like y'all are seeing right now. Who walks away from $250,000 disgruntled? Baby, I walked away from that with my head held high, empowered, feeling strong. Because if that's what I could make profit sharing with y'all, imagine what I could make doing it all by my goddamn self. Now the girls want to spill the tea. The girls want the tea. Do the girls want the tea? Baby, if I was disgruntled, I wouldn't have let that bitch go. I would have held on to my love. Not too many bitches can walk away from $250,000 for an hour and a half worth of work per week. But I'm her. I did that shit. So Flame, baby, it ain't got nothing. It don't have nothing to do with you. How dare you flatter yourself, love? How dare you? How dare you? And the girls over there nervous now. Now they want to get active on YouTube. After they tried to boss up with the subliminal shade, oh, I'm on a big network TV. Well, stay your ass on the big network. Now you're over here, Claudia Jordan, trying to get your YouTube active. I wonder why. Because that shit over there where y'all at, about to fucking go to the sewage. All right? So now that's all out there. So can we be done with this week? Can we be done with the lies? Can we be done with the fairy tales and fables? Can we be done with the fake beef? Can we be done with all of that?
All right, guys. So listen, Claudia, if you don't play this video, I hope you play some that will remind you of what Funky Dineva had to say when he said, my issue ain't really with Flame. He's talking about Flame Monroe. My issue is with that B, Claudia Jordan. Those are his words. And he meant every single one of them then, and he still means it today. The only thing that has regrets is his bank account and his hours of time that he has to put in doing the work on his own volition, on his own platform, because like I said to you guys before, I will never take anything away from what he has been able to achieve over these years of being on YouTube. But I also will never take this away. He really was never that serious about his platform. And the reason I'm saying this is because I've watched over the years, okay? I was a subscriber. I've seen him come and go. And when I say come and go, I'm not saying he left the platform, but there have been people that have come on YouTube many, many years after he did, and they were putting in the work constantly, consistently, and growing their channels. And so for the short period of time that they have grown versus all of the like over decade or so time that he had been on there and gotten what he's gotten, I really feel like some of it is dumb luck and also YouTube just pushing him in the algorithm, because it's just the truth of the matter. When it comes to African American or Black content creators, they love to push garbage in our community versus things that are more serious, okay? So pushing a ninja in a wig, wearing red lipstick and talking about reality shows, they would love for that to be seen more than serious issues, right? So when he has gotten other things that have come his way that he felt like was more of an opportunity, he would let YouTube fall by the wayside. So when he got the opportunity to be on Sister Circle and that didn't pan out, when he got other, you know, things here and there that he thought was going to be popping off and they didn't really pan out the way that he thought, but he would come on there and talk about, I'm really going to do this like that, and you know, and I'm tired of talking about reality shows or whatever. And listen, people evolve and change and stuff happens over time. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I'm saying is, because he left TGIF on Fox Soul and decided to be petty about it and compete with them directly 5 nights a week live, he was not somebody that was going live on his YouTube channel. Pretty much the majority of his content was pre-recorded. And I think I could count maybe on one hand the times that he had done a live video. So I'm just saying, the fact that he claimed to be making $250,000 a year to only be working a few hours a week, where people were conjuring up the content and all he had to do is really share his opinion on the stuff and show up during the times that they were going to be doing the live or whatever. And he didn't have to set anything up. He didn't have to pay for his own studio, microphone, all of the other stuff. And now that he has to do all of that stuff on his own, it's more work and it's more money for him. So I'm not saying he's not making any money doing the stuff on his own, but it is a difference when you are showing up to someone's job as an independent contractor or as an employee, either way, whatever. You just have to show up and do the work versus you have to produce and do all of the stuff on your own as if you are the business owner. There is a difference. I'm saying, guys, I'm speaking from experience as a business owner, because sometimes people feel like it's all glitz and glamour being an entrepreneur and being a business owner, but there's more risks and more responsibilities when you have that versus you being the employee that's just showing up, period. You get to clock in and clock out. Now it's just all on him. So when he was bragging about, I can do this on my own and I don't have to share and this and the other, now it's humbling because it's like, yeah, you know what? Let's do it again. Listen, Claudia, she's a free country. She can do whatever she want to do. But just like she didn't vote for 45/47, she definitely should not work with this ninja again. He see Claudia link up with Carlos King and got jealous. Agreed, because I talked about that before too. Funky has a nasty, mean girl type of attitude. Claudia is too professional and cool for all that extra drama. I hope so. It will remain to be seen, because at this point in time, I don't know, but I hope she doesn't do it again. I really hope that for her. I know there's a lot of people that don't like Claudia Jordan, and that's cool. I've never disliked her or hated her, but I just was feeling bad about the way that I feel like he left that ship and he sabotaged it. That is my personal opinion. This person says that ship has sailed, love. He too two-faced for me. Agreed. His apology given, the checks ain't the same. Whether it's about the money or not, I appreciate he gives her a public apology the same way he publicly disrespected her. And that's the thing I was saying. I am okay with him publicly apologizing to her. That's not my issue. But my issue is I don't feel that it's genuine, because again, he goes right into, let's do it again. Let's work together. Let's make magic. I want it back. This is our time. Let's recreate it. Let's get all of us on the same page. We all making the same money. We all have whatever producers, this and that and the other. And it's like, child, you already just revealed your hand. This is all about the financials. It's about getting to the bag. It's not about redeeming yourself in terms of having integrity to say, you know what? I was in my feelings. I was pissed that you brought Flame Monroe in there because I have a personal issue with Flame Monroe, and I felt like you did it to slight me. And even though I was no longer there, I still didn't feel good about it because it was just very fresh. And so I was wrong. I went low, and I'm sorry. Because it's the same thing with, and then I don't care if Claudia Jordan and Tasha K don't get along and they don't like each other for whatever reasons. That's fine. But if Claudia would work with this ninja again, when he not too long ago said, when he sees Tasha K, he's going to slap the shit out of her. That's a woman. I don't care what you think about Tasha K. I don't care if Claudia Jordan and Michelle ATL and Brown do not like each other and don't see it for each other. The fact that he insinuated that if he showed up in front of that woman's house, she would not come outside because if she did, he would beat the brakes off of her. He may not have said those words, but that's what he implied. Because when I talked about that before, I said that and someone was like, well, he didn't say he was going to beat her up. He didn't. That's what he implied. And you know damn well that's what he did. So please don't do that. Because he was going off on her and just talking about all these disparaging things about her, talking about the way she looked, the way she smelled. She can't get a man. She doesn't get opportunities like he gets. She's not more educated than him. All of this other like petty stuff. This dude, I would never work with him ever again. I just don't get it. And then she doesn't like Al Reynolds either. So why would she do that again? Girl, stay doing what you're doing. Continue to level up doing what you're doing on your own. Move on from that because this is just not a good look. Somebody said, ooh, this apology is not a real one. I would not trust him. And I agree. And I don't believe all these people in this comment section are Tasha K followers or winos or whatever. I just believe that these are people who could see it for what it really is. Because as soon as I saw this, I said, BS, it's about the money. Mm-mm. This person said, a public apology is sometimes questionable. He said, now post this, Tasha K. It's giving. He's now humbled or need more coins. I don't believe he is actually humble because true humility doesn't operate in this way. But he just is trying to say, oh, well, this is something positive. Let's see if Tasha K posts this. I wouldn't say it's positive. What I would say is it is him just tucking his tail in between his legs and knowing that it's going to make the rounds. And so it's like, well, yeah, Tasha K, go ahead and post this since you want to post me with my crusty draws around my dirty ankles while I'm sitting on the toilet. That, by the way, he posted. It wasn't like someone got it out of the DMs or he text messaged it to someone and they shared it to the Tasha K blog and then it was posted there. So let's just be real. This person said, Claudia and Aries, we forgive and don't forget. And somebody else said, he missing them checks, LOL. This one said, don't fall for it. Because as soon as you say or do something he doesn't like, you will be back on the list. Forgive him, but keep it moving. That's exactly what I said. Being the bigger person as an adult will do is, I don't know what that means, but is show up. But also, let him know you would never mess with him in the same manner. I feel the only reason he is apologizing to you is because he's losing everything and need you to help him rebuild his brand. Respectfully decline ever being a friend to this man. And I agree. And this person says she doesn't seem convinced. It's too late, but I respect him for apologizing. This apology is giving opportunistic vibes. And this person said, I thought it was the other guy who sabotaged the show. In addition, I believe Claudia Jordan pitted those two men against each other because she wanted to get rid of Al Reynolds. She's not that innocent. I don't know about all that. And hey, it could possibly be. But either way, Funky Dineva still blasted her and also was shading her YouTube channel and said, oh, now you're trying to get your YouTube up because it ain't working out the way that you thought it would. But now you're trying. Mm-mm. I would never work with anybody like that again. I am a business owner, and I have had former employees that have left respectfully, and I've had a few that have left disrespectfully. I have had even one that came back and was apologizing, and this person didn't do anything wrong. She didn't leave in a disrespectful way, and I gave her an opportunity to come back. There are some people, there would be no way in the world they could apologize to me and I would even accept it. I wouldn't say it would be genuine, but I definitely would never give them the opportunity to burn me again in my business. So no, there's no way I would ever hire these people again. So even though this isn't that type of situation where it's like an employer-employee situation, but it is a working together situation. And Claudia, ultimately, for you know what it's worth, she had the connections, she had the opportunities, she was able to get in those doors to get these opportunities that he benefited from. I don't know if she has that same type of pull, but either way, he's trying to find out if she does, period. Because right now, I don't really know what all she's doing, and I'm not saying that she doesn't have anything going for herself, but I don't think she's on Fox Soul anymore, is she? She's been doing stuff with Carlos King, and then when I saw that recently, and then he talked about how he wants to get the team back together, I said, okay, he's been seeing how she's been working with Carlos King, and now he's feeling some type of way, but no, I wouldn't do it. Don't fall for it, girl. Do not fall for it. But I would love to know what you guys think. So please let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful. And now I'm going to say bye.